Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today I would like to talk about a particular person. Basically, my father. In the month of June, it's Father's Day, and we pay homage to one of our creators, our father, our parent. Over the years, I've had people tell me, I didn't even know you had a daddy. Like, I thought he passed away or something, or test tube. And, you know, like, that initially would hurt my feelings, because I'm like, nah, I got a daddy. I know who he is. He's not a mystery man, and my mama didn't have to take him to Jerry Springer, you know, like, or Maury. I know who my father is. So I'm going to tell you the full story of it. Basically, when I was younger, I didn't know why my parents had separated. You know, I understood parents being together, children living in a home. But when I became of age to realize things, I noticed my parents were separated. And my dad lived with his mom, my grandmother. My mom would take me there on weekends. And I was very attached to my mother. So I didn't understand things. And my dad would just be weird. Like, he didn't spend time with me. I don't remember him spending any time with me other than watching TV. We watched TV together, and then after that, he would disappear. And it would frustrate me, because I'm like, well, why am I here? And then my grandmother, she had this fascination. She's a very artistic woman, like paintings and everything. But she used to have this frog, like a thing frog in her bathroom. Used to freak me out and would stare at you while you're on the toilet. That freaked me out. And then my grandmother, she couldn't cook, so we ate, like, you know, sandwich. I ate a lot of sandwiches and hot dog weenies with ketchup. That's the only thing I remember eating. And so I remember the very last time my dad left again, and I was so frustrated. I was like, I'm running away, and I'm going to try to get back to my mom's house and figure it out. So I ran away from my grandmother, and she was trying to find me. I ended up making it, like, cause my grandmother stayed by a church and a cemetery. So these guys were loading up a truck. I can't really remember what they were loading, but they were loading up a truck. And they stopped me, and it was like, hey, you're by yourself and you're a little girl. Where's your parents? And I couldn't get out. I was like, I'm running away. And as soon as I said that, they quickly saw my grandmother pull up in her car and made me stay there until she got me. And I remember my mom coming pissed off. But she never argued in front of me. So she was just like, you know, we're leaving. And I got so up when I got to the house, like, why would you do that to your dad? And and I was like, well, he's not there. And then after that, I remember my mom having a conversation with me about I was no longer going to visit my dad anymore. And I was just like, why? She was like, well, he is, you know, he's a little sick, and he's going through some things, so you'll visit him when he's well. I'm a very inquisitive child, or inquisitive person in general. So I was like, well, what do you mean? Explain. And my mom was like, that's it. Hush your mouth. And that's it. You know, like, it was the end of the conversation. And after that, I had never heard from my dad in years after that. Until it was someone I knew, friend of the family, who told me that they seen my dad. And I'm like, oh, okay, where you see my dad at? I was like, I haven't seen him in years. And the guy honestly told me I sold him a rock. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, so you're saying my dad does drugs? He said, yeah, I even had to rough him up a little bit because he tried to short me. I was like, wow. So this is what the sickness was. And then when I would try to talk to my mom about it, she would just cut me out. Not cut me out to where she was just like, your dad is a very intelligent man. He's super smart. She never, and I gotta give it to her. And I told her that as I got older, I'm like, you know, my mom never talked bad about this man. You know what I'm saying? Never. I never heard her say anything malicious about my father. Never. And I didn't fully understand that, of how she wasn't in a relationship with him, but she still showed respect to him. Even if I said, well, I heard he doing, she cut me off and was like, that is your daddy. And no matter what you hear, your dad is a very intelligent man, a smart man, and she talked good about him. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. My mom never talked bad about my dad. She never bashed him. And she did that, as I got older, I realized she did that because she wanted me to define my own definition of my father, regardless of what the relationship that they had together. She wanted me to judge my father off of my own principle. And to this day, that's still how I interact with people. Somebody could tell me something horrible about somebody, you know what I'm saying? But I feel as though that's your interaction with them. That's nothing to do with me. Because the same people that they talk big and bad about are literally the people that cut for me, that, you know, super, super helpful people that I could have lost that opportunity and that blessing because I listened to haters. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying what the things they were saying about my dad were false, but my mom never, you know, she didn't want me to hear the truth from her. She wanted me to hear the truth from him. You know, and I had to respect that. So years passed, and then I ended up finding my brother. My brother was like, yeah, you got a half brother. I was like, no, I don't. I just have you two, which is, you know, my mom has three kids, me and my two older brothers. And my brother was like, no, you got a brother that's my age from your daddy. You got a third brother. And, you know, I was like, wow, you know, how do I get in contact with him? And, you know, my brother found out how to get in contact with him and we started to talk. Looks exactly like my dad. And, you know, we communicated, we even collabed, but we are two totally different people. I'm not going to talk bad about him, but we're totally two different people. And I'm hardworking, ambitious, and we both share creativity. I don't know if that's what we get from our father, our creativity, but I will push for that dream. He wants people to push for his dream, and that's not me. That's how we collided. So after talking to him, he's like, yeah, I talk to dad, I speak with dad all the time, and that hurt my feelings because I'm like, you know, I'm a kid, you know, I don't have transportation. I would love to hear from him. And then it took for me to go and visit him. He still stayed with my grandmother, and confronting the fact, you know, him. And we sat down, and he was like, yeah, you know, he said, I'm so glad to see you and you're so beautiful and da da da. We had a conversation with my half brother there, and he, you know, I just sat there and watched this man. And it was hard for me. Now even before we sat down with my half brother, I end up seeing my dad, and this is the crucial part for me that hurt my feelings. Is I seen him when my uncle had rented a room for us to go swim at the pool at the casino. Back home, and I was talking to my cousin, and I was like, that man looked familiar. I was like, that's my dad. And my cousin was like, you ain't got no daddy. I'm like, no, that's my father. So I walked up to him, I said, you know, Mr. such and such, Mr. Henny. And he was like, yes, can I help you? And I was like, I'm your daughter. And he looked at me, he stared at me for a good bit, and he said, oh my goodness. And he started hugging me, introducing me to all his co-workers, and that crushed me because you didn't even recognize me. You couldn't have recognized me. So fast forward to the time I got to sit with my father and my half brother, it was like, you know, I'm hearing him speak. My mom said he was a very articulate man, like highly educated. He ran a bank at one point. He was an accountant. Like, he's really good with finance and history. And just, she talked really good about this man. And I'm listening to him talk, and I'm starting to hear the intellect coming from his mouth. And so while we're sitting there, he admits, he said, you know, I wish I could have been there for you. He said, yes, I was on drugs. He was like, I've been clean for 2 years now. And he was like, I'm just thankful that I just decided to change my life. And he was like, I'm working and I'm getting me a car. And he was like, I pedal my this bike to work every day. And he was like, you know, back then, he was like, you probably would never catch me on a bike. He said, but now he's like, I'm just so hungry to change my life. And I was just so needing information. I was just so starving for that information to hear from my father. And to finally hear the truth come out of his mouth and nobody else's, it was like, okay, so you didn't just leave me off of just the strength of just leaving. You left because, you know, you were sick and blah, blah, blah. So I'm rationalizing this. Now, mind you, I'm still trying to find understanding. And I was like, never be angry at your father. And that's what I realized. I couldn't be angry at him for leaving me. I could not be angry for him going through his own personal demons and trying to protect me from that. Me and my father, I'll randomly visit him, but we still don't talk. And it's not because I'm angry. I'm never gonna say that. It's not because I'm angry. It's because I feel like there's a little resentment there, you know. Even after I visit with him, he glorifies my brother. So he's like, yeah, he was there for me when I was on, you know, drugs or whatever. And I'm like, I'm a kid. I can't really be there for you. And my mom never stopped me from seeing you. That was a choice that you decided to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was just, that's the resentment I feel for him. I'm never angry that he left. I'm thankful that he left. Because, you know, we all go through our own personal demons. And I'm saying this to you guys so you can see that one thing I learned so well is that sometimes people will exit your life not because they're trying to hurt you, but because they're trying to prevent hurting you. They're trying to prevent you seeing the ugliness. Like, sometimes people go through their own personal pain, their own personal hurt. And you know, when I graduated college, I asked my mom, I said, "Why? Can you tell me why you left my dad?" And I graduated college, and she finally told me. She said, "I never wanted you to look at your dad any other way than him being your father. I didn't want you to feel that it was your fault, and I didn't want a continuous burden on your shoulder that he left because of this, or because of what we had, you know." And she said she honestly left because he was on drugs, and then the backlash from him being on drugs is everyone thought that she was on drugs. So after people thinking she was on it, it destroyed her image after that. Like, and you know, on another episode I'll talk about my mom, but I never realized the heartache that she had to endure being in love with a man and producing a child. And just when you guys are starting to build a family, he can't take it. He can't control it. And he diverts to a wrong path. And one thing I've learned from my father is that before you become a toxic entity in someone's life, the best thing is to walk away and repair yourself first. I mean, because what would have happened if I was around those when he was around? I mean, my brothers probably would have killed him. But what would have happened if I was around him while he's on it? What mentality would I've gotten if I was around him? And I have to think in another retrospect, as in healing from my father. Because then, you know, it's crazy. They always say for women, we look for images of our fathers when we date. And the fact that he left, I was able to obtain father figures and father structures in my life that I probably would have never gotten if he would have never exited. I probably wouldn't have had this mentality if I would have had him there. And that's sad to say, but I mean, this podcast is dedicated to my grandfather. I lived with my grandfather my whole beginning of life. And he was an impeccable man. You know, he was kind, loving, nurturing, respectful, and wise. Like, I got to sit up here and have years with a man that taught me the true definition of being loved by a man. So now when I go out and search for my significant other, or I'm dating or whatever, like, I try to embody my grandfather. I'm gonna be honest with you. I look for the traits that my grandfather has, or even my brothers. I've had examples from fatherhood from my brothers. You know, my oldest brother, he's like the stone cold, like, loner, but very articulate, very, you know, headstrong, demanding. And you know, I have my other brother as well, who's a hustler, a survivor, a writer, you know, just mind-blowingly intelligent. And I had these three examples of fatherhood in my life to where that missing piece wasn't missing at all. And I try to not get overwhelmed with my father. You know, like, I never had a conversation of what happened. I basically let him talk. he talks so much, but I never said to him, I'm not angry at you. I am learning you. And I feel as though you don't take that energy to learn me. And you know what? I feel like to the people that are listening that are constantly trying to get recognition from your parent, or trying to get them to notice you, or trying to get them to spend time with you throughout your life, that energy that you use to try to betray them to actually be there after they haven't been there, or actually love you kindly when they've been abusive, or to acknowledge that, you know, you need to be here now. You need to acknowledge what you did now. One thing I've learned about my father is that I can only do as much as I can. Because when the curtains close, I never want to regret that I never showed up at your house and knocked on the door and tried. And then whether he says things that I'm gonna say it pisses me off, or I feel like he doesn't acknowledge me, or I feel like he has a favoritism towards my brother more than me, let's be real, I still have to respect that he's my father. And without him, I wouldn't be here. Without his decisions, I wouldn't be me. Without his stern, cold mentality, or without his talkative ways, or his demeanor, without his, you know, stability for himself and the knowledge that he has and his reputation, all those things that make my dad him have really fused into me. And whether he was there or not, I have become Shelby Nicole Henney off of him and the love he had for my mother. So that's a difference. It's me accepting him for who he is. And that's the true ticket to understanding your parents, is accepting them for who they are. Because initially, that's what we want. We want to be accepted. We want to be loved. Well, we have to reflect the same thing towards others. And so to my father, I've always forgiven you.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henney signing off. Have a good one, y'all.